We're going to start from Kuf Yud Beis, and hopefully in Hemshech HaZman see Kuf Yud Beis, Kuf Yud Gimel, maybe a little more. Just basically all the halachas of Machalei Akum, the Gzeiros of Machalei Akum, include Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, Cholav Akum, and Gvinas Akum. Those are the basic four Gzeiros. We're going to see these other Gzeiros as well. It's going to be Kuf Yud Aleph. So these Gzeiros are basically found in the second parasha of Avodah Zarah. The Isser of Gvinas Akum is found in the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes. That's a little bit earlier. The Gemara is over there. The Isser of Shechar is also going to see in Sim Kuf Yud Aleph. The Isser of Shechar Shal Goyim to drink the beer of Goyim, which is actually, Tosfos points out, that's not a Mishnah. It's only from the Amoraim. It's a later Gzeira. It might not be an Isser Gomer. And what we're starting with now, Kuf Yud Beis, is that's the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. That brings all the rest of the Gzeira to Machal Yakum. Lamed Hei Amud Beis is the Mishnah there brings Pas Akum, Bishul Akum, what the Mishnah refers to as Shlokos. And Isser of Cholav Akum is also brought over there in the Mishnah Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And as we're going to see, so basically the Surim, the Gzeiros of Machal Akum, the different Goyish of food that Chazal were Goyzer on, so we're going to see that basically there's two categories of these Surim. One category is that Chazal were Pashat Choshish, that you shouldn't eat Trefus, you shouldn't eat Giyulei Akum, you shouldn't eat Machal Asurim. And if you take food from Goyim, there's a Chashash, they mix into it different Surim. And that's the Isser of Chalav Akum and Gvinas Akum. As you're going to see, that the chashashas are that pashad, if you go take milk from a guy, maybe it's going to be pig's milk. If you should go take cheese, maybe it's going to be made in this way and that way. It'll be also different cheeses from the Gemara. So that's the chashashas of Machal Sosiris, that's Chol of Akum and Gvinas Akum. Another category of Machal Akum are things that have no chashashas from Kashas, no chashashas of Machal Sosiris. Rather, it's an Isser of Mishum Chasnus, Pshutai. We'll see maybe other reasons, but Pshutai Mishum Chasnus. And that's the Isser of Pas Akum, that's Simon Kofi Beis, and Simon Kofi Gimel is Bishuli Akum. Pashas also seems Mishum Chasnus. What's Chasnus? And even though it's not Mish Kasher food, there's no Machal Sosiris, but if you come to eat from a guy's food that he prepared, that he made, that he owns, we'll see, so you're going to be Miskayah to them. And Chasnus, you're going to be over on Lysus Chasnus, and you're going to come close to them. You end up marrying their daughters, marrying their family. Yeah, that's the Chasnus, but it's there of Stam Yayin of a guy, that's Mishum Chasnus. Yeah. So these are the two categories of Machalei Akum, and Pas and Bishul, the first two Simonim are really only because of Chasnus, meaning there's no problem with Machalei Akum. So the important thing to point out before we learn these halachas is that it's Mavur, Bzman Chazal, there were different things. We'll see different Tavshilim, and certainly Pas, at the Etzim, this was the only problem. The problem of Chasnus, that if you eat from a guy's bread, you end up getting close to a guy and intermarrying. That's the chash. But Maisa, Yimishum, the problem of Machalei Akum is not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So we're going to see a little bit more in Kuf Yud Aleph. Mechaber speaks about this based on various Gemaras. Chad is, it wasn't a derech to put anything trace in. But since that wasn't a derech, there was no reason to even have a reyesa and a chash, and you're allowed to take a pass of a guy. But Maisa, the place can be shown really ready as the shach brings it, that he says, you know, pass akum, the Mechaber says, also mishum chasnus. In fact, the shach, avu mishum giulei oibichav, what about tarifus? Maybe he put chazer into the bread. So that b'chol, the shach doesn't even address. The shach is bothered by is, what about the kalim? Meaning the guy cooks bread, there's no chash, what about that he used that pot for chazer? So the shach just tells us the fundamental of the yisoy, the principle that stam kalim in b'nei yoimun, we pass the list and the stam is mutter, so the time coming out of that kli is not a problem, doesn't share the food, it's not a problem. Chayyeh not, if the guy made it, you're not allowed to do it l'chatchila, if it's your kli. If the guy does it, if a guy cooks something, if you go to a guy's house and you want to go l'chatchila for perfume, and his ainu binyan my pot, wants to perfume, kasher a dish, and it won't be a problem of chasas, pasach, b'shachim, pshuta it's mutter gomer. The Moshe has a chiddush, which I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, it was in Scabble. The Moshe writes somewhere, because in many factories, so there's trefer run, and then on Sunday, the beginning of the week, the yidden come in and do a kasher run. So the problem is either kayom or trey. So they wait till the Eina Ben Yoymai, and then they kasher. So l'chayah, you don't have to kasher. Just wait till the Eina Ben Yoymai, and it's not your kayos. You see, l'chayah use it. So Moshe has a tshuva, he's a chiddush, he says that it's l'chur hadavah. L'chur to use this kalim, the kviyas, Eina Ben Yoymai, and something that if it would be a yiddish kali, then a chiyas fila, so it's l'chur hadavah. So Moshe, they're machmir, because...
Therefore, you can
Oh, b'chal, there won't be any tarfas. Okay, nechanami. So, right. So the Shach is just saying, the Shach, and I think this is from Rishonim, already say that it's because of Tam Kei Mei Bnei Yoimen, and Kipshuto, there's a Heto L'chatchil to use these kelim. Funny. So it's revealed that there was no chash, and Melo, that was the only problem. The Maisa is Manazer, so we'll see, it's not usually Sonagir, Derech Chal, we eat things with a Hechsher, but one could be led to mistakenly think that, oh, so if I, you know, we're going to see Heteyim in Pasakum. Pasakum, as Mara says, wasn't a special Lagambi, different coolers, different Pas Palter, buy some Baker, different things. So someone could think, oh, I'm stuck, I'm on the road. Okay, it's just Pas Palter, you know, it's a Heter, so it's the Zeder. So the Zeranenu, it's not the case for Chal. Obviously, Pas is Kolmen Eshashos. Now they put all kinds of oils and fats and flavorings and seasoning, all kinds of things in the bread. And the Mela, obviously, can't eat bread without Heksher. I mean, there's still going to be the issue of Pas Palter and Pas Yitzel. We'll see. But Maisa, Heksher, even though Bizman Chazal, you see, you didn't need it. If there was no Shashos, I guess it was just flour and water, whatever it was. But Zeranenu, that specifically in bread, they put in different oils, different additives. You look at the ingredients and Kolmen Eshashos. So there's no heter, and the same thing is by Bishalakim. By Bishalakim, we'll see that their call, like the major problem they had was, oh, Stam Kalim. Stam Kalim, and that's it. Manenu, anything that comes out of a factory, basically, is Kolmen Eshashos of the equipment and different preservatives and additives, different things they use. I think the one thing that they kind of still basically okay, even without Hechsher, that if you're slamming on the heter of drinking Cholov that's not Cholov itself, Stam Cholov is a Meshach Heter, which we'll discuss by Arichos. So then I think Me'ikaradin, they say that really Cholov doesn't need a Hechsher B'chal. Me'ikaradin, you could assume because of the regulations that if you're sending on it for the Cholov lane, you don't have a problem with Cholov Akum. There's also no Chash of Tarfus. There's a Shailer, I think, you know, it depends who you ask. Different Shailer's about, you know, 100% pure juice. Problem, they do it on the same machinery. So Lamaisa, basically everything has problems, and that's why with Manani you see that, you know, you don't need anything without a Hechsher. So, but the regular, you know that the food is kosher, that's when this figure starts, the problem of Macholei Akum, of Chasnus. That the only problem is that you can't be miscarried to a guy. Okay. Now, if you look in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Bay, the Gemara, the Mishnah is clear, and this is the Yerushalayim to point out, that Pas Akum and Bishal Akum are two different Zedis. And the Yerushalayim are a bit bothered. Like, why? I mean, Pas, place called place, is a food. Bishal Akum is just a general issue that, you know, go cooks your food to filter, so why should that not include pas? So there's different sheets in the Rishonim, but the Rishonim, most Rishonim are basically clear that these were two separate gayers. They were Nitzkan, Nigzer at two different times. There is one Peshach Shnayis in the Rambam. Peshach Shnayis Rambam, a little bit mashma that maybe they're somewhat thin gayer, but most of the Rishonim over here in Lamed Hei and Avodah Zarah point out there's two separate gayers. There's actually Machlok Rishonim, so which one came first? Pasakum, the Gzeir of Bishalakum. In the Mishnah, on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Seder is Pas and then Shlokas, Pas and then Bishal. So if you go up to the Seder, so L'chari then Pas came first. So that's what the Ran says. The Ran and other Rishonim say that really the Gzeir of Pasakum came first, and only later was there Gzeir of Bishalakum. Now, why is that the case? So, it might be like this. First of all, Pasakum, we know when that was Nigzer. Pasakum, the Gemara says in Shabbos and the Begzara, that was from Yud Ches Dover. Gemara in the beginning of Shabbos speaks about the 18 things that from the Talmidei Hillel and Shammai, and one of them was Yayin and Pas and Shemen Akum, which was Mizbatel, but Pas Akum is one of the Yichas Dover. The question is, was Bishol from before that or after that? The Ram says, look at the Mishnah, Pas came first, that was obviously from Talmidei Hillel and Shammai, and only later was there Xavier Bishol. So why were they Gezer on Pas and not Bishol? So the Ram says, because they were only Choshesh Chasses from Pas. Why? When you have Pas is a meal. It means my name. When you eat a meal, you have to drink. What do they drink? They drink wine. So pas means wine. Since pas automatically means wine, the owner goes in pas. Mashenki in a regular tafshel was less of a chash. That's the Ran says. The Ramban says similar. Ramban says that, you know, why dafka pas? He says not that pas is a more elaborate food, a more fancy food, but pas is a more basic staple. Kulam chichen lein, chayin nefesh. That's more of a chash. It would be nigger after the grain. And also in about those, and another for it's Maisa Noshim. Since the Noshim are the ones who are baking the bread, so it's more of a chashash, you'll be niskaded to go to women and then come to a chashash of chashash. So these are the various tzvaris that we should obtain. Only later, when they saw that there's a bigger problem with chashnos, so then they also instituted a later gzera of shlokas, of bishalakim. So that's L'chayr. So L'chayr, the Gzeir started with Hillel and Shammai. That's where the Gzeir passed. And Tachmid and Hillel Shammai, Yichai Sabin. The truth is, not so clear, because the Gemara says that Yayin, Sam Yenam, which is also from the Yichai Sabin, from Tachmid and Hillel Shammai, the Gemara says that really, the Gzeir of Sam Yenam really started much earlier. Actually started with Daniel, as in Daniel Ishchamudis. The Gemara is Medayik, because the Pasuk says, you know, when the beginning of Sefer Daniel, the Pesukim say how Daniel was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar, and they tried to feed him. He was in captivity, they were going to feed him. So Daniel said, V'yatsam Daniel, Levi Asher lo yizgal, I'm not going to become, I'm not going to become dirty. The pasbag hamelech ubiyein mishtav, and from the wine of his drinking. The Gemara Darshan, the mishtav, it sounds like two mishtav, so that's the gzera of Yayin and of Shemen. The Gemara says that really Daniel made the Gzeir on Yayin and on Shemen, and then later Hillel and Shammai added, he only made it for the Sadeh, he only made the Gzeir of Be'ir, and they extended it that the Gzeir should be everywhere. So it really started with Daniel, and they extended it, Hillel and Shammai. But Pash does not. But Lamaisa, if you look here, so what is this thing called Pas Bag HaMelech? So the Pasuk says earlier that Nebuchadnezzar said, give Daniel the Chaverov Pas Bag HaMelech. And he said, I'm not going to be Yisgal, but Pas Bag HaMelech. So they bring you, there's a parish of Rasad Yigain on Sefer Daniel, and he says, it's talking about pas bag. He says, pas bag is really pas bar. The gimel in the reish is atbash. It changes the gimel to a reish, so pas bar means clean, good bread. And Daniel said, I'm not going to eat the bread of the pas bag HaMelech. I'm not going to eat bread, which would mean, Mechayra, that already Daniel also started this era of pas, only Be'ir, and then Hillel and Shammai extended it to the way we have it today. So the Ma'aser Rashi brings this to Rishad Yigain, and he's doicher. He doesn't quote Rishad Yigain, but he brings such a pshat. V'yesh paisim pasbag lechem. He says some say that this pasbag means lechem. Ve'ein nerikim. The pasuk later says that instead of pasbag, they gave him zar'oinim. So Rashi says zar'oinim is not an exchange for bread; it's an exchange for tavshol. So it must mean really just meant tavshol and doesn't mean bread. So let's shtuk on machlokes Rishonim over here, whether or not this Zayr really started, you know, early with Daniel, or was it really invented by Tamid Hilv HaShemen?
Maybe
you know, your official. What? Oh, so Tashla, Yenachanam. Tavshivam, it sounds like it was Tam Gio, but okay, so we'll see, Yenachanam. So, okay, so that seems to be Machokas, and for Kipshutoi, Rashi seems to be right, just in terms of the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't make any mention of the fact that Daniel, the only thing that the Gemara traces back to the Neil is the Gzeir on Yayin, but okay, could be there's a tad pass, but either way, the Ikra came from Tamid Hill Vashama, it's fine. So Lafida Ran, if you learn the Mishnah Allah Seder and Lafida these times, so it started with Pas Tamid Hill Vashama, and there was a later Gzeir on Tavshilin. And that's what the Ritter explains, because the Gemara says, on all the Gzeirs, the Gemara doesn't ask Minahani Mili, except by Bishal. By Bishal Akhim, the Gemara says Minahani Mili, it's tasty. The Ritter says, yeah, because that was really like a later Chiddush, that they instituted a new Chiddush, Bishal Akam, and like no one understood why should that be out there. Pas, you understand all these times because it's Chashiv, because wine comes with it, but you know how immediately even Bishal, Mechatesi, it really was a later Gzeira, and that could be also like we're going to see, it wasn't Miskabel, Lagamri, and Kali, so. So that's the Shita of the Rishonim, of the Ran, of the Ramban, of the Rishonim. Taisis Fakeh. Taisus is Bedayik, the same Gemara, Punk Taket. The Gemara says, Minohani Bili. Call over there in the Gemara that there was a Havamiya that Bishal Akum is the Raisa. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, tries to learn from Pasuk, we'll see. And the Gemara's Leicha, no, it's only the Rabbana. So Taisus says, from the fact that there was a Havamiya that's the Raisa, you see that really everyone knew this was a very, very old Gzeira. Taisus learns Taket, Taisus learns that really the original Gzeira was Bishal Akum. And only later was there Gzeira Pas Akum. And what's the pshat? So then this is no. It doesn't have to be a machloekes metzias. I mean, even the other Rishonim are masking that a tavshil, the saratma, is more chashish, more elaborate food, it could be a more fancy food. So they had other svaras that pas brings along yayin with it, pas chayin nefesh, pas the nashim cook. So it seems that place as hell that the gzeir mishim chas, the ikar gzeir that they started out with, wasn't because of these zaitika reasons that it brings this or does this, but that's in chashivas of food. Eat a good chashiva food, that's ayla shulchan malachim, you know, if you eat a chashiva food, that's the ikar gzeir chasim. And only later, when there was when they saw there was a bigger problem of chassus, did they institute a new gzeir called pasakel? So that's the machlokes Rishonim in terms of the seder of the gzeir. Okay, Yishlod, you know, in Shulchan Aruch, we might say the seder. We start with pas. Yishlod, if that's the indicative. What's that?
What do they add?
What do you mean? If pas was a later gzeir? Yes, so we're going to see. So Lafi Rav Rishenim and Hanami. So we're going to get more into this, but Lafi Rav Rishenim, it comes out that when they were Gezer on Tavshilin, so they weren't Gezer on Pas. Pas wasn't Nichlal in Isra Tavshilin. Tavshilin was, even though Tavshil doesn't have to be a Bishul B'mayim, but on Pas they weren't Gezer, that's really Medeik in the Mishnah. I mean, like, you know, some Rishenim say that Hagufa, that one of the reason they weren't Gezer is because Chai Nefesh. Because it's such an important staple, they excluded it after. Even though it should be included, we'll see, according to some Rishenim, it was included, but they excluded it because of Chai Nefesh. Okay. Because anyway, we're going to see, even according to the Rishenim, that Pas, the Essen, is a more chumrzik thing, and it came first, there are certain clues by Pas you don't have by Tavshil. So anyway, that's because, we're trying to say, because Chai Nefesh, because it's a staple, and we didn't have a bunch of basic needs we need, so. Okay, so now Me'idach Yisus. So if he tells us that Shlachos, the Isser Bishlachim came before Pasachim, so when was that in existence? It's not clear. Tosfos says it was Zer Kadmoinim. It doesn't say when. That's still one of the Torah bring. The Meshech Chachma says also maybe it was from Bnei Ezra, of Anshei Knesset Zagadola. What? Yes, but Ezra and Danilo, that was like the same scoop, so maybe it was from that scoop. That's what the Meshech Chachma suggests. What's that? Oh, maybe you say, maybe you learned it from that process.
Could be a mistake.
So that's what he tells us. It's an early day. It's not clear when it was. Rashi Chachma suggests maybe it was from then. Now. So basically, this whole Machlokes Rishonim is really like being on your issue. Basically, Pas and Bishul are the same thing. And why should one be different than the other? Really, if she goes in a bishul, a chayr pas is also a tavshul azan. Tavshul should include pas. Why not? And so they're trying to be mechalek that pas was worse, but they left out tavshul was worse, and they left out pas because it's not as chashiv, or they left out pas because it was chayin nefesh, or the other way around, that's the pas because it brings along yanya, but not tavshul. But pachos ayoyser, it's the same concept that when a guy prepares the food, even though it's kosher food, when he prepares it, it's also because of chashiv. Because if you eat your food, it's going to be very easy to come close to it. But if you look. Talk about this over here, but if you look in the tour in the beginning of Kofi Beis, so the Beis Yosef is in the diet from the tour, and he says that it's also the Sheet of the Ran, and perhaps even the Sheet of the Rashba, but that's when this whole shayla doesn't start. That what's the chilek between Pas and Tavshal, which came first, which came second, but rather they're two totally different zeres, chilek be a seder. And if you look good over here in the Beis Yosef, so it comes like this, and in the Ran, that really, in a chanami, when they were going on Tavshal, it included Pas also. And the same issue, just like by Tavshil, a guy can't cook it. That included Pas, you can't, a guy can't cook it. And it's all the same Hatea. What was the clear, special clear of Pas Akum? So the Ram learns Pas Akum means Pas Shel Akum, meaning if a guy takes flour, his flour, and he adds the water, and he makes from the flour into dough, and then he kneads it, and he prepares it, prepares it for baking, that is Pas created by a guy, owned by a guy, and created by a guy, that's Pas Akum. Says the Ran, even if a Yid takes it, totally raw, and the Yid totally bakes it from scratch, awesome. And there's no Eitzes. Throwing in Kisein, nothing helps, because it's Pas Shel Akum. And all the Heterim we see by Pas, in the Gemara of stoking the oven, turning up the oven, yeah, as I said, that's by Yiddish bread. That's by Pas Yisrael. So it's Yiddish-owned flour and Yiddish-owned bread. Then there's a different problem, that's who could cook it, who has to cook it. So then if the guy cooks it, you have to do a shtati for the cooking. We'll see in Hilchos Bishlagam exactly what is shtatos, yeah, shtatos, or by Pas, what do you have to do? That's all the sugya of Bishlagam says or not. But Pasakam, the chat is that it's Pashit, who's it owned by? I should say Takhot, the basis is in the Daik in the Ran, that this is, it's not only a problem if the guy owned the flour and he needed it to make the dough. But if he did own the flour and he brought his flour to the guy to prepare the dough, that would be okay. And then you just have to make sure that the cooking is done properly, just like every other bishul akum. But often, that refuse that's a little bit Greek, right? When the Gemara says shlokos, it's bishul akum. What's bishul akum? Bishul akum means the bishul of the akum, the maisa bishul. It means the preparation of a food, al yidei bishul, by an akum. That's what akum is. We're not the etzem cheps of the food who owns it or where it came from. Hashem can pas akum. It's not a fiat akum. It's not baking of a guy. It's the pas akum. That's how the Ram learns. The actual bread of the guy, meaning that he owned it and he prepared it for baking. The actual baking, that's bishul akum. That's the bishul and nafi are interchangeable. The pas means who owned it and where it came from. Okay, so now it's interesting. Halacha, we don't pay. This would come out of every kumar, right? That even if a yid would go do all the baking from scratch, but as long as the guy prepared it, it would be a problem. Like the Ramah and Zaki Moshe, is like not so clear to him why we should be makel. The basis is makel. I'll pee the Rambam and other Rishonim, and the Zaki Moshe says Mechitesi, listen, the Machmirim are the Tur and the Ran, these are the Batsarai. And the Safik and Shita Sarashba, Shita Sarashba may be also the Chumra. So, Zaki Mosh himself, like, not clear exactly why. Achs Mais and Shulchan Aruch, he was Saisim, he was not Machmir, and the Halacha with Taka Mekel that it could be Goyish owned, and the ownership and the Bailiff is Taka not a Machayev. And like the other Rishonim, we take on like the other Rishonim that really Pachos Soyoyser, Pas and Bishl are really the same type of Xera, and you have these various Chilukim, which one was more Chasmus, less Chasmus, more Tzatz make Xera, less Tzatz make Xera, but ultimately it's the same concept that it's the Pas Akam really, ultimately the Halacha means Afiyat Akam, and not the Pas, that says who owns it. Okay, that's one Nekuda, the Teres HaKadama, just really where these came from, and what the difference between Pas and Bishl Akam is. So now, the Mechaber begins, so Asu Chachamim, that's what we discussed, which Chachamim, what point. So I call Pas Shal Amidim, Oiv Dei Koi Chavim, Yishum Chasnus, as we said. And then the Ramah says, that's the Mechaber, the Ramah says, Vafim V'makam Delekam Yishum Chasnus Aser. Yeah, so that seems like a very strange statement of the Ramah. The Isra is Yishum Chasnus, but even when there's no Chasnus, it's a problem. So, it's from a Rashba, and if you look in the Makaris, Shad is Loi Plug, what does it mean? I mean, what are we Choshish for? You're going to go eat the guy's bread, maybe you'll marry his daughter. So let's say he doesn't have daughters. And let's say he's a priest, and you know, the priests they didn't get married, right? They still don't get married, they just do other things. So then maybe there's no Chash Chasas, you can't marry a daughter if he doesn't have a daughter. The Ramah says, the Shach emphasizes Mashma a little differently, is Mashma that the Zera was, not for his daughter, not for anyone's daughter, but Mashma, if you look at the Ramah, seems to be saying, and look at the Daik Moshe, he brings the Lashon Mashma, try to deploy plug. What's the family plug? Meaning, he made a Zera to Asher Pasakam because of a reason. Which reason? The reason was because of the guy's daughter. So, when they make a Zera, because of a reason, sometimes, even when that reason sometimes does not apply, you still allow the Zera to remain, because Loi plug, but Takana say. So, Mimela, even if the guy doesn't have a daughter, it's a problem. For now. So, like Marshall is very interesting. He's looking at Pischa Tshuva, so he brings, this is a shy on the place, since Pischa Tshuva here is Mako. What about a mummer? A mummer has a din like a guy. Right? So, you know, a mummer, you can marry his daughter. So many mummer and their daughters go to Beis Yaakov, and Kasher, Yidin, you know, Polish Tshuva, whatever. No problem marrying a mummer's daughter. So, there should be no problem with his bread. So there's a tzad in the place again that Maisa, since he has a din, the halacha is a mummer called Tarkula, Shabbos called Tarkula, says he has a din like a guy. Since he has a din like a guy, it's a white plug. It's a white plug. You can't eat a guy's bread. Pascha Maisa, if it's Ketshuva here, Pascha, that's the fact that's accepted, that Maisa, we don't treat a mummer's bread like Pasakum, and his bread is Pascha itself. There's another interesting shayla. This should apply. You tell me. That Ketshuva is a shayla like this. That Ketshuva says, let's say someone comes. Actually, I witnessed this happen over Seifa. Someone comes, and someone who's machmir, not to eat past palter, and he starts eating some bread. And you know that it's really, he thinks it's past Yisrael, but you know that really it's past Akam, or past palter, or whatever it is. So you have to tell him. So Dr. Tshuva brings from one of the Acharinim that, no, you don't have to tell him, because the whole deer is chasnus. But if he doesn't know Bechal that's coming from Goyim, so there's no chasnus. So, Chayral then emar loy plug, Chayral to the Kiddush. He brings a shtickle rai, he brings a rai from the halacha. What, yeah, some it's also out, loy plug. He brings a shtickle rai, which he looks like, this rai is from Kuf Tzadikei, Bechachos Nido, that the halacha by Hachakos, the Ramah says already, that by Hachakos, that if you're eating shirayim of your wife's food and you don't know about it, you don't have to tell again. But there you see, it's chasnus. You know, we're afraid chasnus with your wife who's in either, same thing. We spoke out then by when we learned hachakas that it's chalas. Shutoy over there, the whole iser of shirayim is not from the Gemara. From the Yishayim and the Mechayim, the whole pshad in shirayim is pshad that you can't have an achiva b'yachad. It's really up to what the Mishnah says, it's really like a sniff of achiva b'yachad. It's only achiva b'yachad if you know about it. Okay, ish ladin. Kapanim, that's exactly what you would bring. Mechayim, there we say loy plug. There's another interesting shaila here in terms of the loy plug. The chal, the whole gzeira, right? The Gemara doesn't say the lashon of chasnik. That's really from the Rishonim. That's the Torah brings the Shulchan Aruch says chasnik. Chasnik means what is chasnik? You know, you don't need to marry them. That's what the Gemara says. But it doesn't say chasnik. Now, the Ma'aseh like this. You look in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Beis, the Gemara breaks down the gzeira. It says, why are we grazing on Pas Akum? Pas because of Yayin. Yayin because of Benoy Sehem. Don't marry their daughters. Benoy Sehem, Shum Davar Achen. Avoid the Zara. So the Pritayer has a ha'ara that l'chayra, if you learn Kipshuta the Gemara, it seems like the Seder HaDvarim is that the Zera passes up to Yain. Yain is Atu B'nai Sehem, and B'nai Sehem is Atu, that if you, because once you're Mezana with B'nai Sehem, they're going to bring you to Avodah Zarah. So what if they're not Avodah Zarah? The Pritayer says, we'll see there, we'll see the Gemara, l'chayra come out, that because he lives with the Muslims, that the Yishma'elim, that they're not Avodah Zarah, l'chayra should be no problem pass Akim. So the Maisa he brings that there's another way to read the Gemara over there. It says Yayin pas mishum Yayin Yayin mishum b'nai sehem. That means b'nai sehem k'tolos is chasin. That's chasin. Any goyish girl. And then when the Gemara says b'nai sehem mishum davar acher, that's really a separate gzera. It's not a continuation. The Gemara says it's a separate gzera. That's a gzera like the Gemara says in the Hemshich. You're not allowed to be mitachet with a goy because it's going to bring you to avodah zarah. But the first part of the Gemara. If you look inside there, Lamed Vav Beis, the first part of the Gemara, it means to say that it's really up to B'nai Sehem, any B'nai Sehem, not just because of Ezer, but the Maisa is interesting. Right here on the page, at least in Marshall, it's on the page, it's a Matthew Yenison, the Yenison Eibshit, and he brings you two Mahacham in the Gemara. And he really has a sad, and Mashmah, he's more noted that the Pashup Shad is an Inachanami. He suggests that Chayr Inachanami is not of the Eved Ezer. So, Chayr shouldn't be a problem. And he brings the other Mahalach in the Gemara, that it's Shailas, the Gemara, one long continuation of two parts of the Gemara. The Maisa, we have a ha'ara, what happens to the light plug? But l'chayr over here, I'm just blaming, you have to think about it a little bit, but I think that here, taka, you won't have a light plug. Because the light plug, the chat is when the tam of the gzair doesn't apply, we make a gzair and there's a tam. So even when that tam doesn't exist, we apply the gzair. But sometimes the etzim gzair doesn't exist. And it could be that the whole gzair was not to eat from the path of who? Of the Eved Zara. So if you don't have the Eved Zara, you don't make a light plug, you don't have the etzim gzair. Light plug means when the tam is not there, so we apply the rule anyway. But if the rule has certain, you know, gedarim also, there's rule for the rule. So if you're missing part of the rule, then that's why l'chayr there's a tzad. Tachas l'maisa, lo matzino rishonim achrenim kamat. There are some diukim in the rishonim, kan ulkan, but kipshutai lo matzino is such a heter. And that's why none of the place can use this as a tirif. And the maisa, because there's manenu, you have the big shayla with the Christians and Muslims, could be there's not no idea of Yisrael anymore. And male, there would be a big heter for all their, for all pasakim. Yeah, avodah zarah is not chasas. Avodah zarah is because of avodah zarah. Oh, that's the question. This is really what they're handling. Because the Gemara, if you read a kipshuta, it seems to say it again. Yeah, the Gemara says pas. Why is pas chasas? Because it'll bring you to yain. Yain will bring you to b'nai sehem, and b'nai sehem will bring you to avodah zarah. But you have to follow the chain back to avodah zarah. So that's what the pre-tarion, that's not the innocent suggestion, in the Hanabi, so it could be the Pasa Mutter. But there, you have to read in the Hemshich Gemara, it could be, because Gemara later says, what do you mean, there's a Gzeir of B'nai Sehem, Atu Davaracher, B'nai Sehem Zaraisa, it's not a Gzeir of Atu Davaracher. Gemara says, ultimately Gemara says, B'nai Sehem is referring to the Itzer Yichud with Goyim. So, the Tzad from the Gemara that, Yayin Mishon B'nai Sehem, that's Chasna. And then the next Gemara is a new thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the passage that the Pritar says. You look in Shulchan Aruch. You like Esther HaKashi. He says, I open Shulchan Aruch and says Chasnus. I open the Gemara. Doesn't say Chasnus. This is how I desire. So, Mati Yenis Antaka is Mitzadeh then in the Hanami. Ultimately, it's not Chasnus, and it only really means it's a way to desire. But Chasnus is the passage of Shem HaKrein and certainly Shulchan Aruch. And that's La Halacha. I don't think anyone even uses this serious to be Mekel. Okay, I'll just point out one other thing here, is that, so the Mechaber in the Hemshah, so what does he say? So he says that this Isser of Pas is only by the Chamesh Shemini Gagan. But rice bread and other things that are not the Chamesh Shemini Gagan, so that's not Nechwan Pas. That's very clear, yeah, so like rice bread or rice cakes, whatever, that wouldn't be a problem, Pas Akam. What's not clear is that, let's say you have Chamesh Shemini Gagan, you have wheat, barley, whatever it is, you don't make bread, you make mezainis. You make Pas Kisnian. Something that you make mezainis, but if you be kaveh suza, would be kaveh suza. This is nageh, it's a different shayla, like cereals, and cakes, and donuts. But the ikar, we're going to discuss that in the Hemshech, and tifzayin in tifvav, so that's where the Ramadha speaks about different various types of mezainis foods. So I have to see there that, so what we're seeing here now is a hakadama, that it's chamesh shemini gagan, in which form, that we'll see in the Hemshech. Okay, let's stop. Thank you.